In 2004, the police asked a court in Prague for permission to tap the phone of Jaroslav Čapek, a restitution lawyer based in Hradec Králové, East Bohemia. The police were trying to prove that Mr. Čapek committed frauds while representing František Oldřich Kinský in his disputes with the state over confiscated family property. On Wednesday, the Czech Constitutional Court ruled that the interception was unsubstantiated and illegal. Jan Richter has this report.
Jaroslav Čapek is an attorney who specializes in restitution courses. Among his clients is František Oldřich Kinský, a member of one of the oldest Bohemian aristocratic families. He filed more than 150 lawsuits against the Czech Republic demanding to return about 40 billion crowns, or more than $2 billion worth of property. In 2004, a special police team set up by Interior Minister Stanislav Gross began operations under the codename Property. Its agents were trying to get hold of evidence that Mr. Čapek was employing corruption when justifying his client's claims. The Property team received permission from a Prague court to tap the lawyer's phone calls. Mr. Čapek, who didn't learn about these measures until 2 years later, complained to the Constitutional Court, which now proved him right. Michal Spáčil is the spokesman for the Constitutional Court.
The Constitutional Court cancelled the permission to intercept Mr. Čapek's phone calls, and it ordered the police to destroy the evidence acquired in this way. The court said that using operative technology against Mr. Čapek was unacceptable in a situation when a common restitution plea is underway between Mr. Čapek's client and the state. According to the Constitutional Court, the District Court did not sufficiently justify why the interception should be permitted at all.
As most of Mr. Kinský's claims for property restitution have been rejected by Czech courts, Jaroslav Čapek welcomes the findings of the Constitutional Court. He said that they may be of great importance at international level, where Mr. Čapek is challenging the rejections of his client's claims by Czech courts.
One of the arguments is that Mr. Kinský's legal procedures were instantly interfered with by the state. Our phone conversations were tapped. The state of the proceedings were reported to the Justice Ministry, which then handed those reports to politicians. That is something unacceptable, and it will, of course, be very interesting for international courts.
Regardless of the outcome of Mr. Kinský's restitution cases, the Constitution Court has sent a clear message that the state must respect independence of the courts and their procedures. And as František Oldřich Kinský says, that's all he expects from a democratic country.
We're not asking for any exceptions. We're not asking for any different treatment than, you know, anybody else would get. If now the courts accept to hear us as normal citizens, then I see a very definite chance that we are entering a period of democracy.
That was František Oldřich Kinský.